News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the annual cost of residential parking permits in Dublin City could increase by up to 350%, going from 50 quid a year up to 225 euros per year, following a review by Dublin City Council. And Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times, joins us now. Olivia, why the massive increase, do you think?
Well, this is a proposal that the City Council Parking Enforcement Section is putting out there. It'll be up to councillors to debate it, see what they think of it. And if they like it, it'll go out to public consultation and new bylaws could be introduced. So the councillors could look at this and go, it's a little bit too much. It is quite high that people who are currently paying 50 a year or 80 for 2 years, so that's then obviously 40 quid a year, might be paying 225. And that's if they live closest to the city centre.
Those what the yellow parking areas, people might know those areas as.
Yeah, yeah. So it's largely the central business district, you know, the core of the city centre, but there would be some residential areas in that. And what they're saying is, what we have for people who come along to use a parking meter, so or just using the on-street parking for an hour or so, that they pay quite a high rate and that decreases as you go out through the zones.
Yeah. But so at their city centre is 4 quid an hour, I think, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then it goes down from there.
350 into and all that sort of thing. Yeah, there's a few zones there.
It is a massive hike, Olivia, but it's still, like, for an annual charge is what is it, 60-something cent a day is all it would work out as a parking charge. So on that and from what I can glean from this, the parking charges within Dublin for residents haven't gone up since 2011.
That's it. Yeah. So the people who are just using the pay and display meter by the hour, as in non-residents, they have seen several hikes since 2011 in their charge. But the people who are homeowners and have residence permits, they haven't seen any increase. And what the council is saying is they want to bring these people more in line with each other. And they're saying, you know, it's a principle of fairness as well. You know, so why should the people who own the home, you know, it's still car storage on the public road. You only own your house. You don't own the rest of the you know, the space outside.
Is it fair to say an anti-car sort of move, isn't it? I mean, like, you're quite right. You don't own the road outside it, but lots of people do live in that environs between the canals. And a lot of those houses, what did we hear yesterday was I can't remember, it was for both terraced houses and apartments, it was 480,000 people. But considering you take out all the apartments, there's still probably, would there be 100 more, over 100,000 people living in terraced houses? So they don't have drives.
Yeah, quite a few of them, you're right, wouldn't I? Some people have other parking arrangements, as in there's parking at the back of the terrace in a lot of those cases. But yeah, when you say anti-car, well, it's not anti-car if you're a driver who needs to use that area and you don't have a permit. You know, what they're saying is they want to bring a better sense of fairness in. So it's not anti-car in that sense. And I think as well, you have to compare it to what people are asked to pay for bicycle storage. And there's very limited bicycle storage. That's going to increase with a new contract for these bike bunkers. But if you think about the bike bunker is a secure storage unit, yes, so you have that advantage over the car parking space. But one bike bunker takes up one car parking space, fits six bikes, and each of those bike owners has to pay 100 euro each.
Okay.
So that's, you know, even if you're just talking about your one bike and your one car, you're already being asked to pay double what a car does. And they take up so much more space than you do as a cyclist.
Olivia, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Olivia Kelly there, Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Shane Coleman, you'll be caught up in this.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it personally, but it will cause war, this one, I'm telling you.
I would imagine people who live close to the city are going to do away with their cars and end up with those go-cars and things,
maybe,
perhaps in the future.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.